Well, you know the name Holthus, right? It's not Mitch. It's his better half that is in studio with us. Tammy Holthus is with us today. Good morning, Tammy. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. All right. Guns N' Hoses is coming up 20 years already. This has been going on. I can't believe it's been 20 years that this event's been going on. It's coming up June 7th down at Municipal. And I think it's cool because it's cops and first responders and police officers and firemen boxing with each other. A great fundraiser.
It is so exciting. And it continues to build and grow every year. Last year, we probably had just under 5,000 people in attendance at Municipal Auditorium. And ticket sales have been going very well this year, so we anticipate another really fantastic crowd. It's a chance to come out and see some actually really, really good boxing.
Yeah,
these guys are starting to train year-round. And not only is the boxing good, but it's a chance to show your support and to help raise some funds for the families of our fallen first responders.
So when is Mitch fighting? I'm joking. No, I see that you have bouts that consist of 3 1-minute rounds, and boxers obviously wearing the protective gear, red versus blue, bragging rights on the line. The one I love is the final bout. That's St. Louis and Kansas City right there, right?
It is. It's a first time that we've done this.
Yeah.
St. Louis has done a Guns N' Hoses event for years and years and years, longer than we have.
It's been an unbelievable event over there. Usually like the night before Thanksgiving and Scott Trade Center. It's a big deal for them.
So I'll tell you how this got, kind of this idea was born. We had a couple of boxers who were basically so good that we had no one that we could pair them with. So we actually reached out to St. Louis and said, what if we did something, you know, cross state like that? And they love the idea. But they want to reciprocate. Like, they want our boxer to come to St. Louis. They do theirs in the fall, the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. So I don't know if we're going to get that done or not, but they do have a police officer representing St. Louis County Police Department who will be fighting one of our Kansas City Fire Department boxers.
So let's get back to you. So they've been training now for a year for this. How do these guys decide that they're going to fight? I mean, is it some guys that have the background in this? And how did you start kind of recruiting guys to do this?
So let me correct. So not all of them train year-round.
Okay.
But some of them do. And some of them, they've never done this before, and they just love the mission. They want to show support for their fallen brothers and sisters. So they sign up. And we have gyms throughout the metro that are approved locations and trainers for them to work with. We provide that opportunity for them, and we really appreciate those gyms and coaches who are working with our first responders. Mm-hmm. But there's a minimum number of training sessions that they have to do to qualify to, you know, for the selection process. So we started out with 117 this year. That was more than we've ever had, including 23 women.
Nice.
Much more than we've ever had for female. And over 60 of them stayed with it and through the sparring evaluations, which happened about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And it's competitive. And so we have a boxing manager who kind of evaluates based on age and skill and size and all of that, and tries to pair up 10 to 13 good bouts, and we have them this year.
Good. You're smiling about that, like you're excited about this year.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so fun. And honestly, we start the night remembering why we're there. So we honor and remember that since the inception of the SAFE program a little over 20 years ago, we have lost 45 first responders in our coverage area. SAFE covers 12 counties throughout the metro. And we will have 12 of our tables represented that night by members of those families.
Wow. That's awesome.
It is awesome. And we're going to take time to let those families know we have not forgotten their loved one and the sacrifice that they made.
I love that you're saying of this night is it's about more than about. It's not just about, I mean, obviously that's the dessert, or I guess you could say that's the main entree is the fight, but it's June 7th. It starts at 5:30. You've got the national anthem, which I'm sure will be electric. You've got a certain somebody performing for that as well. What's that kind of like, that vibe when it starts up and then it's like, all right, now we can get into the action.
You know, it's really hard to transition from when you've got 5,000 people there and you can hear a pin drop.
Believe it.
When we remember those fallen. Mm-hmm. And we do a bell ceremony like the firefighters do mm-hmm. at their funeral services. We do a taps. We have a bugler that plays taps. We have fire and police departments that present our colors. And then Cassie Joy, mm-hmm. our local country artist, will be in the ring to sing the national anthem. And then it's time.
Yeah. And then it's time. And then Mitch gets the thing and he goes, you know, let's get ready to beat each other up or something like that, right?
Well, actually, Mitch does some, they call him voice of God announcements. Nice. So you don't see him, you hear him.
You hear him.
But yeah, then we're going to get ready to get after it in the ring.
Yeah.
What do you love most about this? Like, what really makes Tammy, like, feel like you've got it there that night?
Okay, you're going to make me cry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I love the mission. You know, we just lost, since our last Guns N' Hoses, mm-hmm. we have lost two Kansas City Fire Department firefighters. Mm-hmm. And so we're there for their families, and we're there to make this happen. So SAFE comes in with an immediate financial assistance when there is a line of duty death. We were able last year, because of this, the fantastic response that we're getting from our community for this event from a fundraising standpoint, we were able to raise our line of duty death benefit to $40,000 that we come in with that check within the first 24 to 48 hours after a line of duty death. But then we stay with that family. When there's children involved, we help with holiday expenses. We do scholarship for first responder children each year. And we also have a lot of amazing people on our board of directors and our advisory board for the SAFE program that come in when there is a tragedy like that. And they can offer services for funerals, for financial planning, for whatever is needed. And so we just try to be there and let them know they are not going through this alone.
Yeah, it's tough. One of my best friends is a KCMO fire department, and he's getting close to retirement. We're up in that age range now, and this is the same weekend we all go on our baseball trip together. And anytime there's, you know, somebody that passes in the fire department, the text thread starts with Garrett and whatnot. And he's like, sometimes he knows the guys, sometimes he doesn't. But it's always one of those, yeah, I know who he is. Like, people don't understand how close the police and fire department members are to each other. Even if they don't work together, it's such a close-knit community, and they would do anything to help each other out.
Yes. So I would just encourage those that are listening, come to this event. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. It's for a great cause. And once you come, you're gonna want to come back the next year and invite your friends to come with you.
It's that good. So where can people get tickets?
You can go to our website. There's buttons on our website to take you to Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. You can get them at the box office as well. Or you can reach out to one of our fighters. They're selling tickets as well.
Oh, cool. And
yeah, they're doing a great job of that.
That's nice. Awesome.
13 bouts, red versus blue, or fire versus law enforcement is probably the cooler way to say it. The big one that we talked about earlier, the first ever Rumble on the River, where it's Kansas City firefighter will box a St. Louis police officer, starts at 7, and everybody could have a good time watching these guys go at it for a great cause like you had mentioned.
So actually, that opening ceremony mm-hmm. is at 6:30.
Nice.
And the boxing officially will get after it at 7.
So you want to be in your seat by about 6 o'clock at night.
You know what? You really 5:30? Do. You really want to be there at least by 6, especially with parking as it is downtown. So right. Yes, please. And you can go to our website. There will be information there that will help you pre-reserve some mm-hmm. parking if you're interested in getting that done.
And what's the website?
kc-crime.org.
Well, I always end the show every day with do something nice for somebody, because you never know, it could change their day, their week, their month, their year, heck, even maybe their life. So it's really cool that you do this, and I hope this goes on for another 20, 30, 40 years throughout the future.
Thank you, Dustin.
You're very welcome, Tammy. Thanks for having us on the time.
Thank you,
Bob. We appreciate it. Go out there and see it. It's the 20th anniversary of the Kansas City Guns and Hoses event. You just heard her. Tammy Holtis told you all about it. It's Saturday, June 7th at Municipal Auditorium. Tickets are $25 at the box office or through Ticketmaster. Doors open at 5:30. You heard the lady. Get in your seat by 5:45. You don't want to miss the opening ceremony.